This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Health authorities in Africa say they are treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak there as an emergency and are calling on rich countries to share the world's limited supply of vaccines. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Monkeypox has been sickening people in parts of Central and West Africa for decades. But the lack of diagnosis and weak surveillance means many cases are going undetected across the continent. Now, in an effort to avoid the glaring equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, local experts want to be able to address monkeypox as an emergency so that it does not cause more pain and suffering and get quicker access to vaccine stocks. Vaccines have not previously been used to try to stamp out monkeypox epidemics in Africa. Officials have relied mostly on measures like contact tracing and isolation. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The United States is sending Ukraine two NASAM AMS surface-to-air missile systems, four additional counter-artillery radars, and up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammunition as part of its latest weapons packages for Ukraine, the Pentagon said Friday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged his country's lawmakers and government officials to work fast on passing and implementing all measures Ukraine needs to take to join the European Union. In a speech by video link to the Ukrainian Assembly, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said Ukraine has a very clear European perspective, but the road to EU membership will take time and require hard work.
Ukraine now has a very clear European perspective, and Ukraine is candidate country to join the European Union. Something that seemed almost unimaginable just 5 years ago.